You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We talk a lot here on RNIB Connect Radio about audio description of the arts, whether that might be in theatres, at museums and galleries, or on the small or big screen. But how about ways of giving feedback on your experience of the description? Well, the Audio Description Association is looking for blind and partially sighted people to join their new VI Audio Description Users Discussion Group. Joining me now is Yousef Osman from the Audio Description Association to tell me a bit more about their new VI group. Hello, Yousef, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Good to be here.
So, firstly, Yousef, for those people who may not have come across ADA before, would you mind giving me a brief overview of who you are and what you do, as I know the association has been going for some time now?
Yes, the Audio Description Association has been around for at least 25 years. It's a group made up of audio describers, of companies that produce audio description, and of course, blind and visually impaired members. And this year, we want to radically increase the number of blind and visually impaired members, which means we have, thanks to a generous donation from Edward Copisaro, our chair, 100 free memberships to give away. So hopefully some of your listeners will go to a website, which I'm sure I'll come to in a second, and come along and join us and provide feedback.
So what prompted ADA to set up the new VI group then?
So we've always had blind and VI members, but not that many. And we wanted to dramatically increase the number of members. And we want to be able to give more feedback to those people who are producing audio description about what works for us. Because after all, Toby, you know, because you use audio description like I do, we're the ones who actually know what we need in order to access the visual information.
And as well as people joining up to join ADA, what would be the benefits of them as blind and partially sighted people signing up to this new group?
So you'll be able to get your opinions and thoughts on audio description heard by audio describers, by companies. The group will feed into ADA's other work. So that's things like training for audio describers. We are in the process of creating an education program for audio describers in the various fields. So museums and galleries, screen and at the theatre. I'm sure many of your listeners will be familiar with theatre audio description. That's one thing. We also run a series of Zoom skill sets for audio describers. There'll be potential for blind and VI people to get involved in those. So that's, again, helping audio describers to improve their skills. There's voting at the ADA's AGM. And of course, for me, the big thing is the VI user group. We've got our first three meetings planned out, but going forward after that, I want to hear from members what they would like to talk about. So the first meeting is all about audio description in sport, particularly around the Six Nations, which ITV were audio describing. The second one is about pre-show notes at the theatre. I'm sure that's something listeners will have views on. And the third one, audio description at the cinema. And I know people will have views on that because I certainly do.
And it's so important for us all as audio description users to give that feedback and comment on the service that we receive, not only, I suppose, as you say, to improve the service, but also to, I suppose, give something back and, you know, sort of, I suppose, in a way, make audio description the best it can be, because audio description is going into so many different areas at the moment. We talk about, as you say, audio description on television of football and a live commentary for Strictly Come Dancing that we had, and also, you know, sort of all the stuff around recorded audio description as well. So there's a lot that we can feedback on.
Absolutely. And then there are the areas of, do we use artificial speech, so TTS? Do we use real humans to do the audio description? What about AI-generated audio description? All these things are coming down the road. And then there are the things that we don't talk about. What about news programmes? All those images that we as blind and VI people miss out on because we can't see the refugees or the two ships that are on fire right now. And I, for one, think it would be really helpful to have news programs audio described. But it's not about me. It's about us as a group. What do we as blind and VI people want? Please come and join us. I have a web address which you can go to, which is www.audiodescription.co.uk/join-ADA. That's Alpha Delta Alpha, or Audio Description Association. There's an email address, and that is membership@audiodescription.co.uk. And our friendly membership secretary, Trish, will support you with joining. I should say, when you go to the website, you need to either sign up or log in if you're a lapsed member, and then select the VI membership. And in the discount code box, put VIP, and that will give you your 3 years membership. If you have any further questions about the VI user group, please feel free to email me at vigroup@audiodescription.co.uk.
Well, some great ways of getting in touch with you, Yousef, and the rest of the people at ADA, to not only find out more about what you do, but also to sign up to the new user group. And thank you very much indeed, Yousef, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Toby.